أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، والعن أعداءهم من اليوم إلى يوم الدين، إله العالمين، آمين. Today with Islamic laws, we will start with issue number 513. 513. Okay. Within issue number 513, if a woman, I thought that, yes, if a woman treats the blood she saw during certain days as hayd and did not perform her act as worship and comes to know later that was not hayd, she should give qada of the lapsed prayers and fasts which she left out. And this lady, she saw, she sees blood, then she considered as what? As hayd. Then later on she discovered that this blood is not hayd. Definitely when she sees the blood, she acts according to her duty, according to her verdicts from her jurist, from her marja. Okay, so she quit what? She quit praying, she quit fasting. Okay, then later on she discovers that blood wasn't hayd. That blood, she asked, maybe she asked, and the answer was, this blood is not hayd, that it was what? For example, it was istihada. In this case, she has to come back again and do qada. As we know, my brothers and sons, as we know that the situation that I have to act according to what Allah asked me to act, not to according to what I believe or what I think. Sometimes I believe this the situation, for example, in this case, I believe this is what? This is a hayd. So I'm going to act according to the verdicts of hayd state. Then I discover this is not the hayd state. This is istihada state. And the acts of istihada state, it is completely different from what? From hayd state. With istihada, the woman of istihada in this situation, she has to pray. She has to pray. Okay, she's not forbidden from doing her ibadat by praying, by reading Quran. Okay, by passing through the masjid. Okay, but here in this situation, she works according to her thoughts that it was hayd, and she quit what? She quit praying. Later on, she discovered that wasn't a blood of hayd. So in this situation, what shall we do? What shall she do? In this situation, she shall go back and redo qada of her prayers. And if she performs lapsed prayers and fasts, you see, which she left out, and if she performs acts of worship under the impression that the blood is not hayd, but realizes later that it was hayd, then the fast kept in those days will be void, and therefore she should give qada of those fasts. Now we have the opposite situation. What is the opposite situation?
She thought that this blood is not what? Is not hayd. Okay? Then she discovered after asking, or when she studied and she knows her situation, she discovered that wasn't what? That wasn't hayd. That wasn't hayd. So, and during this duration, these days, she quit her worship's action, acts. What shall she do? In this situation, we ask her to redo qada for fast. She do qada for, fast and she prayed. Then she she fast, okay? Yes, exactly, you're right. She fast and she prayed. She thought that this blood wasn't what? Wasn't hayd. So she fast and she worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do her prayers. After a while, she discovered and she assured that this blood was hayd. So all her prayers was what? Void. And also her fast was void, invalid, and she has to do qada for only fasting, days, okay? And not to do qada for prayers, as you know that. Now we came to nifas. Actually, nifas is the blood that women see it exactly at the time when she gave birth for baby. Not before it. Certainly not. Ah, yes, but not the same thing. It is actually, yes. Yes, certainly not abortion, yes. But here we have abortion. Look, from the time when the child birth takes place, the blood seen by the mother is nifas. You see? Just I was trying to explain that. When the woman or the mother give a birth, exactly. When she gave birth for a baby, if she see, definitely it happens that there sometimes there isn't any blood comes with the baby, and sometimes maybe one drop or two drops and that's it, and sometimes the bleeding will continue for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, until 10 days. So these all the blood days, we call it nifas. But if the bleeding continue more, will exceed more than 10 days, we are not going to consider the more than 10 days at what? At nifas. Let me give you this funny thing. The old ladies here in Iraq, and I saw them, some of them in Yemen and in some of Arab countries, if a lady gave a birth for a baby to a baby, she must quit of worshipping Allah for 40 days. This is what we call it in Arabic, fiqh al-ajaiz. Fiqh al-ajaiz. So they order the mother not to pray, not to fast, not to do anything. Even her husband, he can't come to her for 40. This is not acceptable according to jurisprudence. This is absolutely not accepted for the faqih. You see, this is the faqih of the non-educated people. You see? But the true or the right thing is that the lady, when she gave birth, if she doesn't see a blood from when she gave birth till 10 days, so that's it. She will have a bath to make ghusl, and then she will do her prayers. It was the laws for old women. Yes. Up to now, you see, up to now it is the laws for old women, and they force the young mothers to quit from worshiping Allah, from praying and fasting for 40 days. Till, yes, Mr. Adri, support me. Till now. Why you are confused? You see, definitely we don't accept that. I'm saying this is the funny thing. We don't accept that. As a religious rules, we don't accept that. All the time we say, we told people, don't follow fiqh al-ajaiz. Don't follow the laws of old women. Because they, no, this is not a joke. This is a truth. Unfortunately, this is a truth, Mr. Ali. Unfortunately. And I see maybe Mr. Adil is supporting me, is going to tell you something about that. Why you are confused? Look, even nowadays, Mr. Ali, nowadays, if a young mother gave a birth for a baby, okay, her old mother, or her mother, she will tell her, okay, you don't have to pray, you don't have, is it legal, set of laws or not? No, it is not illegal, it is not legal, absolutely, it is not accepted. And we tell the mother to redo qada if she did that thing and she quit worshipping Allah for 40 days, she has to do qada. Adil, Mr. Adil said, my mom told my wife not pray till 40 days. Look, he's telling the truth, because these people, they didn't study the jurisprudence, okay? They didn't study the laws of Islam, so they act according to their mind, according to their education. Exactly. So, what is the correct thing? The correct thing is that, I'm telling you, here we have two situations. One situation is that the mother may not see any blood when she gave a birth for a baby. So she doesn't have nifas. In this case, she will do ghusl and she will do her prayers. That's it. Nothing. It's okay. Everything is okay. And the other thing, the other picture, yes, in Jordan also, women do not pray for 40 days as well. Yes, I told you about Yemen. I told you about some other Arab countries, Syria, okay? But this is, as we said, it is the law of old women. Okay, and now the other picture is that the lady will see the blood. This blood, maybe it is one drop and stop. There is no more blood. In this case, we're telling her to go and to make ghusl for nifas and to do her prayers. And maybe this blood will continue for 1 day, 2 days, till 10 days. For 10 days, all that we tell her, this is your nifas. This is your nifas. In this case, you don't have to do your prayers. Okay? Don't do prayers, don't fast, and do qada for fast only. But if the blood will exceed 10 days, more than 10 days, again we'll tell her only the 10 days will be your nifas, and the extra days will be istihada. The extra days will be istihada. Okay? Now, from the time when the child birth takes place, the blood seen by the mother is nifas, provided that it stops before or on completion of the 10th day. You see? And the one condition that will stop what? Before or on the completion of the 10th day. While in the condition of nifas, a woman is called nufasa. Is called nufasa. Okay. Issue number 515. The blood which a mother sees before the appearance of the first limb of the child is not nifas. Is not what? Is not nifas. Why? Because the translation of what? Of abortion? Of abortion? Why? Why? How you said that nifas is something different from abortion? Okay, the abortion issues are coming later on. Okay, the abortion issues are coming. Yes, absolutely. Is it another word for nifas in English? Okay, it is. Is there any other word for nifas in English? I know, but the translation and the title is not correct. Abortion, I know, you're right. But is there another word for nifas? You see, Mr. Ali, one of the meanings of abortion is like that. Listen, قاط الجنين طرح خداج جهض وإجهاض. So one of its meaning is what? It is طرح أو إسقاط الجنين. You see, فطرح ممكن تجي. It's possible. Let's okay. So we reach to issue number 516. Yes. Now, it is not necessary that, look, Mr. Ali and Sheikh Adil and daughter Zahra servant, this book, we can change many words if they are not possible, if they are not fixed the same or not having not the exact meaning. So we can change these changes, please. If you have your own copy, try to change these words with me, because when we finish a book, we have to retype it again, okay? And to see what changes that we have made, and it is under our discussion, you see? But we have to discuss it until we reach to the perfect translation. Because we don't forget that people who translate this book, they are specialists. Okay? When we talk with a specialist, we have to be careful and we have to be 100% sure of what we are going to do. Alright. Now, issue number 516. It is not necessary that the baby, yes, it is not necessary that the baby is fully grown. So maybe the baby is not having the whole shape, the whole organs, okay? Maybe he's incomplete. So it is not necessary that the baby is fully grown, even if a deficient baby, incomplete baby is what is born. The blood seen by the mother for 10 days will be nifas. Good. So even that the baby is what is deficient, incomplete and the mother sees what blood, so that's it, what that is anifas. The term childbirth must be applicable to it. To it what? To this situation that she gave a birth for a baby. And the blood she sees, that will be what? Nifas. Have you got this? The term childbirth must be applicable to it. So, issue number 517. It is possible that nifas blood may be discharged for an instant only, but it never exceeds 10 days. See, sometimes, sister, I said, see, sometimes they write it nifas and other nifas. Ah, yes, yes. No, no, nufasa and nifas. Nufasa, it is adjective for the lady. Nifas, it is what? It is the name of the situation. Huh? Yes. Issue number 517. It is possible that nifas blood may discharge for an instant only, but it never exceeds 10 days. You see? As I told you. May Allah bless you all. Issue number 518. If a woman doubts whether she has aborted something or not. Now, with aborting is to give birth or to let something out of her body. So, or whether the thing aborted is a child or not. See, she has doubt of two things. The first thing, whether she has aborted something. She's not sure that this is a baby or not. Or whether the thing aborted is a child or not. Okay? Maybe she aborted something or not in the whole situation. And the other thing, she's sure that she is aborting something, but she doesn't know if that thing is a baby or not a baby. Is a child or not. It is not necessary for her to investigate. You see, it is not necessary for her to investigate. And the blood which is discharged in this situation is not nifas. Is not nifas. When we said it is not nifas, that means she has to pray. She has to pray. And she could do all her worship or acts in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? Issue number 519. On the basis of precaution, halting or posing in a masjid and other acts which are haram for a ha'ab are also haram for a nufasa. A nufasa. And those acts which are obligatory for a ha'il are also obligatory for a nufasa. You see? So, nufasa, she is just like a ha'il in within what? With her acts, with the forbidden acts for the ha'il, it is as the same. The acts for what? For nufasa. Yes. I prefer what you are writing. Instead of N-A-F-A, that should be N-U. N-U. Exactly. Yes. I'm trying to change these words. N-U-F-A-S-A. Nufasa. Not nafasa. Nafas. It is as they said it, nafsa, nafsa. Don't forget they are not Arab, they are Persian. But it is, anyhow, it is good. It is good. Okay. So, on the basis of precaution, halting or pausing in masjid, okay, in a masjid and other acts which are haram for a ha'il are also haram for what? A nufasa. And those acts which are obligatory for a ha'il are also obligatory for a nufasa. Okay. Issue number 520. Divorcing a woman. As we know that a man cannot divorce a woman while she is ha'if or while she is nufasa. This is haram. Divorcing a woman who is in the state of nifas and having sexual intercourse with her is haram. However, if her husband has in Swahili and nufasa, do you know that nafsa is in Swahili? So nafsa in Swahili, this is Swahili word. I see. So they bring it from Somalian, and most of the countries who live beside the sea, they speak Swahili. Mm-hmm. I see. So it is nafsa in Swahili. Maybe. But this is not correct. Mm-hmm. And as translated, because when you translate names, the name should stay as it is, except with some exception, just like Egypt, Algeria. Mm-hmm. But okay, good. Now, here we said, however, if her husband has sexual intercourse with her, it does not involve any kafara. There is no kafara. Okay. Alright, okay, shall we stop here to issue number 521? Inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.